Tom Woods Show, episode 2003.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here, the Tom Woods Show.
Hey everybody, Harry's, the official razor of the Tom Woods Show, is offering listeners their starter set at harrys.com/woods. That's a 5-blade razor, a weighted ergonomic handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel blade cover, a $13 value, all for just $3 at harrys.com/woods. Hey everybody, Tom Woods here. I'm joined today by Addison Quayle of a company called Monetary Metals. And we're going to be talking about sound money and gold, but from rather a different angle. We're going to be looking at one way gold can be, I don't know how else to put it, activated. That is to say, not just sitting in a vault somewhere, not just inert, but actually back into the economy without waiting for legislation or without waiting for some politician who happens to like gold. Maybe we can get gold performing some kind of monetary function in the here and now. And that's what Monetary Metals has been up to for quite some time. So I wanted to talk to Addison about that. I just saw him a few weeks ago at the supporter summit of the Mises Institute and decided we should talk about this. I don't know of anybody else doing exactly what he's doing. So Addison, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We're going to be talking about gold, but not in the usual way today. We're going to talk about an interesting practical strategy to get gold in more use and actually to make it more attractive to people. And this is a subject, gold in general, the gold standard, that when I look back to the early episodes of the podcast, I noticed that I covered this a lot. I used to talk a lot about gold and sound money, and I would answer the various objections that people had that, well, didn't the gold standard cause the Great Depression, or isn't there a problem with deflation with gold, and isn't deflation bad for an economy and stuff like that? And I would take all those sorts of things on. But then, and in fact, also, I have a blog post that I'm going to try to remember to post from some years ago, where I looked at the issue of how various Austrian economists proposed that we return to a sound money or gold standard. And they had various step-by-step proposals. It wasn't all pie in the sky. And so I had a blog post where I brought all these together. So it was Murray Rothbard, Henry Hazlitt, George Riesman, you know, obviously all very important economists, G. Edward Griffin, and maybe even one or two others, just talking about what the steps would actually be. So in talking to you today, we're going to accomplish two things. Number one, we're going to bring gold back into the conversation where it hasn't been as much on the show, because there's been so much interest in Bitcoin that it's like a lot of people have forgotten about the significance of gold. And I am of the opinion, why not both? But secondly, we're going to be talking about a different way to get gold kind of back into more use. And that wouldn't involve the kinds of plans that I'm talking about by these various economists that we would do this and that and the other thing. And rather, you're proposing something that would make, well, in fact, I don't want to steal your thunder. I will say that it would make gold seem more attractive to people who think they get gold and then they just sit there and they wait for it to increase in value. You have rather another way of approaching it. So let's get to that in a minute. First, let's get on the general subject, though, of sound money and of the monetary system we have now, because at Monetary Metals, where you are, that is a major topic of conversation all the time, and it's what you guys write about and talk about. To most people in the financial sector, that seems, even now, with the problems evident everywhere, even now, that seems like an eccentric thing to be worried about, you know, the monetary system as a whole. Why do you think it's not an eccentric thing to worry about?
Right. So, yeah, this past year and a half, 2 years have been obviously filled with drama in our country. And obviously, there's, from the libertarian side of things, there's a lot of things to be concerned about. And one thing that has lost attention is the monetary system. And, you know, everybody knows that, you know, we're not on the gold standard anymore, and that's probably not a good thing. And yet our system, you know, seems to be moving forward. You know, we still can buy and sell what we want. You know, life seems to be going on. Yeah, we have some inflation now, but we don't have hyperinflation. The GDP is up, the stock market's up. Yet there's we know something's off. And so at Monetary Metals, we point to two key indicators that something is wrong about the monetary system. And one is simply skyrocketing debt. So for example, the national debt is rising exponentially, doubling every 8 years. And we all know exponential trends are unsustainable. Eventually, they lead towards some sort of collapse. Currently, the national debt's like $28 trillion. We know we're never going to pay that off. There's no way that we're going to pay $28 trillion plus, you know, up to $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. All that debt has to be serviced. Interest has to be paid on it. And that connects to the other indicator, which is interest rates. Interest rates have basically been falling since like 1980. And no one's really picking up on this. It's just they were at 16% in the early 80s. And we're down to zero, basically. Most sovereign debt in the world is negative right now, which is a crazy concept. And interest rates are a very important factor in an economy. You need to have stable interest rates. And what that means, if interest is down to zero, it means you can't earn yield on your capital. So if you're going to retire, you know, you try to retire in the 90s, and you put $1 million and you put that into a CD, you could easily get like 5 to 7%. So your $1 million is earning you 50 to 70 grand a year. Well, now if you take $1 million and put that into a CD, you're looking at 1%. So now you're getting 10 grand a year on the same amount of retirement capital. That's crazy. You can't live off 10 grand. So now you need 5 million to retire using a CD. And so the idea that, you know, everything seems to be moving fine and life goes on, well, your capital is not earning a yield for you anymore. And so that's why people are speculating into the stock market. That's partially why the stock market's going up so much, because people are searching for that yield and they're trying to replace the yield with speculation. And just want to point out one thing. This is kind of the plan of what we could say is the architect of our current monetary system. That's John Maynard Keynes. He called for the euthanasia of the rentier. In other words, the death of the saver, the person that's living off the rents that they earn from their capital. And that's happening. People are not able to earn a yield on their capital. And it's not good. This is getting worse. And it's only been sped up by the whole coronavirus lockdowns and everything related to that.
And now these days, the warnings that we've had about price inflation that have been largely ignored are coming clearly true. A lot of people can see that.
Right.
And whereas before, we might have had to say, well, prices should be rising even lower or you know, even more slowly, or they should actually be falling if we had had a sound money. Well, that's harder for people to see. They have to think with their mind's eye. But here they can see, well, we just saw numbers coming out for producer prices, you know, for the last month. I mean, something like over 8% annualized. Just crazy, crazy numbers. So it's starting to trickle down to the ordinary person getting that there's something not quite right. Now, they don't know all that. They haven't read Rothbard, or they don't necessarily know the answers, but at least they're asking a question. And meanwhile, they see the lizard people in the media telling them that this inflation is actually good. It's a sign. It's a good sign. It's a sign of robust demand. There have been plenty of times in history when there's been robust demand. It doesn't mean that your money is going to lose all this value every year. It's just a whole lot of propaganda that
right.
people are exposed to. So tell me about, you know, I've seen you and I've met you a bunch of times. I see you. I just saw you at the Mises Institute Supporter Summit. I see you at all kinds of libertarian events. And I know you're with something called Monetary Metals. And frankly, until you explained it to me like, frankly, a week ago, I actually had no idea what you guys did. I thought maybe you might have sold precious metal coins and stuff like that. I honestly didn't know what it was you did. And now that you've explained it to me, you know, maybe there's somebody else doing what you guys do. But if there is, I'm not aware of them. So let's talk about what exactly it is that Monetary Metals is and what you guys do and what this has to do with getting gold back into the monetary system.
Right. So our view of Monetary Metals is the key reasons for why our monetary system is struggling is because we're disconnected from gold. Since 1971, since Nixon closed the gold window, the dollar is completely disconnected from gold, completely irredeemable. And this is the key driver of these problems. We have to get sound money back in. So how do you get sound money? How do you get gold back into a monetary system? A lot of people have said, well, it's, you know, through the right price. If the price just gets high enough, or if we can set up gold payment systems where you can buy and sell with a debit card, those things are really going to jumpstart the gold standard. And our view is those give attention to gold. But, you know, for example, a debit card You know, people don't really want to spend their principal. They'd rather spend their income. So if they get gold on a debit card, you know, they probably just want to just hang on to the principal. And they, yeah, they hope it goes up in dollars. But then, you know, your gold ounces aren't growing over time. You're slowly spending them down and you're paying for storage fees. So our view is the way to get gold back into the system is basically by lending and borrowing in it. By incentivizing the lending and borrowing of gold, that's what gets gold to come back out of the treasure chests and the underground hoards and the vaults, all the hidden places. You know, if you put a gold coin in the bank, you know, back in the day, and they said, well, we'll pay you 0% interest, you'd probably say, well, this isn't worth the risk. I'm just going to hold it at home. But that's effectively what we have today. If you can pay 1, 2, 3, 4% interest on gold and pay that in gold, suddenly gold is coming out of these hidden places and going back to work in the monetary system, you know, financing companies and paying a yield. And now you're getting a healthy yield back to people in a time where it's very hard to get yield.
So if I'm understanding this right, you mean that, okay, I have some gold in my physical possession or I have it in a particular location. Right now, you're right, it's not earning any yield in the traditional sense. Rather, it's a matter of I hold on to it and I have confidence that in, you know, some amount of time, it'll be worth more than it is now. And I have that for a variety of reasons. But it's not like holding it is earning me X percent per year or anything like that. That would be nice, but that's not what I have it for. But if I could do that, if I could take gold that I'm just sitting on anyway and earn some kind of return on it, well, that would be an unbelievable bonus for basically having to do absolutely nothing. What I don't understand is, would I have to send you my gold, or would there just be some certificate, or would I buy the gold from you? How does it actually work?
Right. So monetary metals, we have set up a program called Gold Fixed Income. We finance companies in gold and silver. We pay interest on gold and silver. We've done 40 of these leases basically since 2016. We even did the first gold bond in the US. You know, there have been no gold bonds, you know, gold contracts basically since FDR. So we came out with the first gold bond in the US since 1933 last year. It matured successfully last month. And basically, if you have gold on hand or you're looking to add to your position in gold, you can send coins into our vault. You can send cash and purchase new gold at about $15 to $20 over the spot price. And it's set up at first just like a storage, any other storage vault. The metal's, you know, in a secure, safe facility. It's zero storage fee. So that's another benefit. We don't charge any storage. And then every month or so, we're going to come out with a new opportunity where you can take your metal and put it into a lease deal and pay interest on it. Basically, we're working with companies that work with gold. These are jewelers, mints, miners, refiners, coin companies. They have to finance. And just to explain a little bit, normally they would go to the bank and get dollars. They borrow dollars to buy their inventory. But then that leads to a mismatch because they're financing in dollars, but then their revenues are really beholden to the gold price. So if gold goes down, they could get underwater on the loan back to the bank. So, you know, if they borrow $1 million to buy 500 ounces of gold, and then gold goes down from say 2000 down to 1500, you know, they can't really pay that back very easily. Their inventory is not worth that much. So what we do is we come in, we basically say, well, instead of, you know, borrowing in dollars, why not basically borrow in gold? In this case, it's leasing, but you finance in gold and to match a revenue in gold. So it's apples to apples. And that way, regardless of whether the gold price goes up or down, they are hedged naturally. Whereas before, they'd have to buy a put on gold in order to maintain that hedge. And that just adds cost and risk and increases their financing costs. So yeah, that's basically how it works.
Yeah, so they don't have to worry about the dollar at all, and they don't have to worry about gold in terms of the dollar, because dollars are not part of the transaction. And so this, as you say, takes away a major headache and source of risk for them. So, okay, I guess I'm kind of interested in this, and I like this idea. Is this what you guys have been doing all along, or did you branch into this after being maybe a more traditional metals company? I actually don't know the history of your company.
Right. So yeah, this has been the idea. Our motto is a yield on gold paid in gold. And that is been the motto of the company since the beginning. The beginning was 2012. We started with a hedge fund that traded the gold silver ratio using physical bars. We pivoted in around 2017 to really focus on basically what we call gold fixed income, which is a fixed rate of return on gold paid in ounces of gold. So leases is our flagship offering. Again, we've done like 40 deals since 2016, all of them successful. And we're now building into the gold bonds as well. So gold bonds is a much larger market than the leasing. And that's something that we're going to build into in the coming years.
All right. Let's say I buy some gold from you rather than send you my gold. And I say, all right, well, now you do with it what you will, and I'll sit back and collect the yield. Now, first of all, is that basically how it would work? Do I have it right?
That's more or less correct. You're more in the driver's seat, though. You would set up your account, you fund it with ounces, and then we notify you when we have these opportunities, and basically you're choosing which ones that you want to be in.
Okay.
That's essentially how it works.
All right. Hey, everybody, I have something kind of funny and unexpected to tell you as I thank our sponsor, Harry's Razors. If you saw the 2000th episode of the show, you noted that we played a game of Family Feud. And one of the questions was, name something you associate with Tom Woods. Podcasting was not on there. The Tom Woods Show was not on there. And libertarianism was not on there. But you know what was on there? Harry's Razors, which happened to be the official razor of the Tom Woods Show. And not for nothing. I get a smooth, close, comfortable shave every time. I went years and years, decades, using an electric because I just thought, blades don't work for me. Well, look, blades are better than electric. There's no question about that. You're going to get a much better shave. And yeah, if you're using the right blade, it works great. And the right blade for me is Harry's. Harry's gives you a high-quality, long-lasting blade and a durable weighted handle that make a close, comfortable shave quick and, dare I say, enjoyable. And because Harry says you shouldn't have to choose between a great shave and a fair price, they just give you both. Well, there's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/woods to get their starter set for just $3. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so you've got nothing to lose. Go to harrys.com/woods right now to get this special offer. That's harrys.com/woods. Let's just imagine that the worst happens, that somehow, you know, these transactions that my gold is involved in just go sour, and you guys don't get the gold back. What happens to me?
Right. So, you know, we have another thing we like to remind ourselves in Monetary Metals, and that's just rule number one, lose no gold, kind of like Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. We don't lose any gold in Monetary Metals. We just have a very, you know, thorough due diligence process to begin with, just to vet which companies we work with. We only work with solid companies with a good track record, with people that have a good track record and who have a serious business need for the metal. It's a lease, so it's different from a bond. A bond is more credit risk. A lease is more operational risk. Where is the metal? Where is it flowing? Who has access to it? In what facility is it? And basically, we want to see very, very strict controls. There has to be extremely strict controls. We have to be able to monitor the inventory. So in a lease, you know, let's say we leased a company, you know, 1,000 ounces of gold. If a customer comes up and let's say it's a jeweler, a customer comes up and says, I want to buy that necklace. We don't just take the customer's cash. They don't just take the customer's cash and hand over the necklace. They take the cash, they buy an ounce of raw gold, they put that into the vault, and then they can take out the necklace. The idea being on lease and in the vault, they always have to have the full amount of 1,000 ounces. So we generally are following their inventory on a regular basis and monitoring it. So we can see if that dips below 1,000 ounces and we can catch it right away. So we want to have strict controls, ongoing monitoring and transparency. And then on top of that, we put in, you know, a lot of safety measures from corporate and personal guarantees. Every lessee has to have 100% insurance coverage on the metal that they're holding on lease. And then on top of that, Monetary Metals also gets $500,000. We have $500,000 policy with Allianz Insurance as well. So, you know, you can never say that there's no risk. What you can say is we've mitigated as much risk out of the deal as possible. And we work very, very hard to just not lose any ounces. And so far, all our deals have been successful.
Okay, good. So Now, would you say, this is just, this doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, but I'm just curious. Of the people who work with you, are these in general people who also tend to have like a philosophical commitment to the ideas that you and I have, and they feel like working there is a way of implementing them in the real world, or is it just a job? And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Right. No, I would say it's definitely the former. Everybody here is acutely aware of the mission. And, you know, obviously the first mission is, you know, lose no gold, get people a return. You know, people want a return on their capital. Till now, gold has been, it plays a role in a portfolio, but it's because it doesn't offer yield and there's storage fees, it's kind of a drag in some ways. Here's a way to basically help people earn yield on a part of their portfolio that was otherwise, you know, static. So it's a big deal for that reason. But then also, as we've discussed a little bit, this is a way to jumpstart a working gold standard. So we're all very acutely aware of that. And everybody generally is on board with that idea and excited about it and doing what we can to move the needle forward here.
All right. So if people are interested in this, I always do these little, like when Dave Smith came on one to promote his comedy album a couple of years ago, it was some crazy link on iTunes you would never find. So I just did tomwoods.com/Libertas. I think it still works, by the way. I didn't check it before coming on here. So likewise for you guys, I just set up tomwoods.com/MM for monetary metal. So tomwoods.com/MM. If this is something you guys would like to look into, and as I say, I see Addison pretty regularly at libertarian events and at Mises Supporter Summits, which means he supports the Mises Institute. These are all good signs, folks. These are like the best signs you could ask for. And he's here on the Tom Woods Show. That's the trifecta right there. So tomwoods.com/MM. Is there, now again, because this is kind of an unusual conversation in that normally I talk about topics where if I don't know as much as the guest, I can at least sort of hold my own. But this is a question of a company you've worked for a number of years. So obviously it's a bit lopsided in terms of who knows more. So if there was anything I missed or didn't get to that you think's important, feel free to share it with us now before we wrap up.
Sure. I think we covered all the basic ideas of the product. I guess I would love to just add a couple ideas, and that's, we've been talking about sound money and trying to get the gold standard back for, you know, a number of years now. And it's become clear that going through Washington and trying to legislate that politically is just a non-starter. It's just not going to happen. But what something that did happen and has been happening in recent years is you have things happening in the economy and the culture going viral, and that's pushing the change. And so, no, the answer is not to bring back a gold standard through Washington, but look at what Uber did instead. Uber came out of nowhere and took on the New York City taxi cabs, went viral overnight, and it became impossible to bottle this back up. Michael Malice has said the gun control debate is settled, not because of legislation, but because of gun proliferation. And so our view is the way to get the gold standard back is to do the same for interest on gold, to get gold to level up and go viral so that you can't bottle it back up. And I'd love to share just one last quote from Keynes. He said something like, "Lenin was certainly right. There's no subtler, no surer means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction." So basically, our view of that is Keynes and Lenin had this idea that if we debauch the money and we employ hidden forces, and we see hidden forces as like incentives or interest rates, and that's kind of what's happening with the paper monetary system. You have interest rates kind of going out of control, and they're leading towards a destruction. What we can do at Monetary Metals is we can reverse that. We can set up incentives, in other words, interest rates that get gold to come back into the system and in favor of creation and construction. And that's Monetary Metals. We provide interest on gold, paid in gold, to incentivize gold to come back out into the system and go to work in the monetary system again and jumpstart that gold standard.
All right. Well, the page I set up, I beg your pardon, the redirect link is tomwoods.com/MM. For anybody interested in this. And Addison, thanks for your devotion to the cause and for your time today.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today. Don't forget, if you haven't watched the 2000th episode, you just got to treat yourself. You're going to have a ton of fun. It's tremendously entertaining. I know that It's been unavailable to some people in some countries on YouTube. That's because I use some copyrighted music in it, and you'll be taking that copyrighted music out of my cold, dead hands because I'm not taking that out. So you can watch it on Odyssey instead. That's why I put them both up, tomwoods.com/2000. You can watch the videos on Odyssey if you can't get them on YouTube. And I've been mentioning that quite a bit on the show. Tomwoods.com/vid is the direct, or it's a redirect link that gets you right to my Odyssey channel. But for the 2000th episode, more direct way of watching it is just to go to tomwoods.com/2000. And there I've got all the videos embedded, the part one and part two on YouTube and part one and part two on Odyssey. And you're just going to love it. I mean, there were surprises and a lot of laughs, just great. And the magician, Doc Dixon, absolutely stole the show. So make some popcorn. You have a nice free evening in and enjoy it. So that's all I have to say to you folks, and I will see you tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.